A new study about the effects of several decades of oil and gas exploration on Alaska's North Slope delivers a mixed review. The report was ordered by Congress and was produced by a panel of the National Academy of Sciences. Malin Kennicott is a member of the committee that wrote the report. He says that large oil spills, widely feared to be a consequence of drilling, have not been a major problem.
As we looked at the history of spills on the North Slope of Alaska, what we found was, in fact, most of those spills were very small amounts and were in very localized areas. So in fact, major spills and a large area being affected by spills is actually not a feature of the oil and gas complex on the North Slope.
What did your report conclude about progress that the oil industry has made in minimizing impact there?
If you've never been to the North Slope, it's really quite enlightening. What you really see is an accumulated effect of more than 40 years of exploration. Over these years, the ability to minimize environmental impact from a whole range of different techniques has improved. Oil wells are now drilled much closer together, so the actual physical, what they call the pad, is much smaller, or the footprint is very much smaller than what the original fields were like. Drilling techniques allow them to drill directionally, so the density of actual oil wells is much less than it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. What did you find out about the impact of oil production on animal populations on the North Slope?
We looked quite extensively at that because obviously there's a number of facets to that that are very important. One of the first things that you notice was an increase in scavengers.
And scavengers would be?
It might be like the foxes, the bears, those type of animals. And this is simply due to the fact that humans bring garbage with them, and food materials are left out, and these type of opportunistic feeders do well in that type of environment. So they have increased the scavengers. Probably the more complex question is about the caribou. There was compelling evidence that the migration of the caribou had been affected in the main part of Prudhoe Bay. And so the conclusion simply was that this displacement of one part of the very large population of caribou there had actually affected the reproductive success of the herd.
You found an impact on migration patterns for bowhead whales, too.
Yes. What was found is that, particularly from geophysical surveys, the noise in the water actually deflect the migration path of the bowhead whales. What they've actually have shown is that the migration has gone further offshore. The real, I guess, accumulated effect, though, that we would see related to this is that the native populations that routinely hunt the bowhead whale have had to go further and further offshore to be able to actually bring the bowhead whale back to the community. This has put them at more and more risk.
Dr. Kennicott, your report was requested by Republican lawmakers who are supporting drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which is east of the area that you studied. One of them, Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, is challenging your group's impartiality. He says the report is being used as a weapon against drilling in ANWR. What's your response to that?
We have heard those allegations. And one thing I would say, though, Congress intentionally asked the National Academies of Science to do this study for them. And that's because the National Academies are an independent third party that have been known for impartiality. But everybody will form their own opinions depending on their perspective of these very controversial issues.
Dr. Kennicott, thanks very much.
Okay.
Malin Kennicott is director of the Geochemical and Environmental Research Group at Texas A&M University, and he's a member of the committee that wrote a report for the National Research Council on the effects of drilling for oil on Alaska's North Slope.